This is Earl Thomas, the voice, bringing you another episode of On the Casting Couch. Today, it's my great pleasure to introduce you to Leonica Douglas. Welcome, Leonica.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. Now, I understand your roles in RadioComedyShows.com were Lieutenant Yu Horyu in Bartek 2, Lady Di in Comedy Skit, The Throne Game, on Harpoon Comedy Time, just released, and Bartek 2 out in a few weeks.
Yep.
Now, your experience demonstrates an amazing variety of talent from film, TV, theater, dancing, and commercials.
Yeah.
When and how did your passion begin for the creative arts?
It's crazy that you asked that. Since I was around 6 years old, my mom was a part of the Jamaican Commission Cultural Development in Jamaica, where she would basically be a part of the committee that illustrates Jamaicans' cultural dance, singing, acting, and music. So on our Independence Day, we'd have this tour around the island, basically illustrating our culture and like informing and educating the people of our country about what Jamaica is all about culturally.
Yeah.
I had the opportunity to be a part of that entertainment aspect, that I got a chance to sing, dance, and act on stage and tour all different villages and all different communities in Jamaica. So entertainment has been a part of me since I was like 6 years old. So it's while doing that my love for the entertainment industry has I've grown and proliferated to brought me to Vancouver.
You really grew up with it. So it's almost just like breathing, right?
Exactly. It's in my blood.
Yeah. Now, from your variety of creative experience, which one do you have the most passion for and why? Like film, TV, theater, dancing, commercials? What gives you the most urge?
The most urge? I would definitely say acting and dancing. They're kind of 50-50 for me.
Uh-huh.
But with dancing, you know, you can't really do it all your life. So I'm enjoying it while it lasts.
Now, what acting gigs or roles?
So I've recently finished up film school. So I did Vancouver Film School. And I finished my diploma at School Creative with acting for film, television, and voiceover. And then I've recently signed with an agent, Red Management. And I've booked a role in a Chinese TV show that's called Beijing Meets Seattle as a police officer. So, yeah.
Wow, that's a nice mix.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Now, how did you become introduced to RadioComedyShows.com?
I was introduced by Blue Mantico. So he's friends with one of my friends from VFS. So that's how our friendship basically came about, while we're basically both of us were at the restaurant together talking about film.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And he introduced it to me.
Now, tell me how much fun Bartek 2 was.
Oh, Bartek 2. My favorite one was actually the throne one, though.
Yeah?
Like, I got a chance to be like, Your Majesty, your throne awaits. And that one, more than anything else, was fun. And with me, I looked at it from a point of view of like bringing the character to life. But I didn't realize how fun and how different it was until all that work came together with the sound effects and stuff like that. So when I heard like the sound effects added to the voiceover, I'm like, oh my God.
It's amazing what happens with a good talent and then all that is added.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Now, how did the training at Vancouver Film School get you ready for your exciting creative career? Like, what was involved in all the content and the teaching?
All the content? With regards to VFS, they focus a lot on growing you as a person. So they dig deep into stuff that that stuff that the average person never really wants to deal with, never really wants to look at head on. They basically start with that and allow you to let go of the past so that you can embody any character in which you will be giving to in the future. So there's voice and movement class, there's acting for film and television, camera classes, there's acting scene study classes. And what they do in acting classes per se is, as I say, like literally stripped you down from what prevents you from moving forward.
In other words, you step out of your comfort zone, don't you?
Yeah. Their saying is being comfortable, being uncomfortable.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah. So what have you discovered when you stepped out of your comfort zone, and what abilities that you didn't think you had?
Me realizing that I'm not my past. Like, yeah. I've always attached myself to what I was when I need to be attaching myself to what I am right now. In this moment, who am I? Who is Leonica Douglas? And what obstacles have jumped over to get me to this position?
Well, Leonica, I see from your resume you've accomplished a lot of great roles. What now is your biggest dream? What goals and aspirations do you want to accomplish?
My biggest dream is to finally make it in film. I started off being second team for All the Stars and Dirk Gently. Dirk Gently is a new detective TV show which stars Elijah Wood. So I got the opportunity to work with him this summer and just to see how he acts on camera and how he does his thing. Just like, it takes me to another level. I thought I knew a lot about acting, not until I've worked with like elite actors in Hollywood that I realized what I need to do to get me to that level. So yeah, definitely starting my own TV show and also starring my own feature films.
And that's coming up, isn't it? Your own TV show, that one that you described. What was that description again? You're going to be a Chinese police officer?
Yeah. That one's already out, though, but in China.
Oh. In China?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's Beijing meets Seattle, but it's a Chinese TV show.
Oh, great. Well, Leonica, I'm really glad you joined me today, and thank you very much. It's been great meeting you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
Have a
great
day.
You too. Bye-bye.